At the Plains of Memory, Chapter 11, Genesis 17. Many years had passed. Ishmael was already a youth of 13 years, and Abram himself was 99 years of age, when one day the Lord again appeared unto Abram and said, I am the Almighty God. Abram listened with great reverence. Then the Lord promised Abram that from him would come forth not one nation, but many nations. The Lord said, You think that Ishmael is the son that I have promised you when you left Mesopotamia to go unto the land of Canaan. But you are mistaken, Abram. Not the son of Hagar, but the son of Sarai shall be your heir. The Lord Jesus shall be born from Isaac, not from Ishmael. Abram frightened when the Lord said this, for he immediately thought, What shall happen to Ishmael? He was so sure that Ishmael would be his only son, that he wasn't even glad about this message. Listen to what he said to the Lord. Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. Do you know what Abram really meant by this, children? It was as though he said to the Lord, Lord, I would sooner have Ishmael receive everything. I think so much of Ishmael now. Let it remain that way. But the Lord answered, Ishmael also shall live. I shall make a great nation of Ishmael, but Isaac, the son of Sarai, shall be the son whom I promised to give you. Then the Lord gave Abram a new name. From that time his name would be Abraham and not Abram. Sarai's name also would be changed to Sarah. The Lord commanded Abraham to circumcise his son Ishmael and all his servants. Do you know what that means, children? The Lord established his covenant with Abraham, which he had not done with the Canaanites. The children of Abraham must now receive a sign and seal of this covenant. You also have received a sign, children. When you were only an infant, you were baptized. That is done again and again in the church, isn't that right? You often see the minister baptize small children. It also has been done to you. This means that the Lord makes a difference with you in contrast with the heathen children. The children of the heathens are not baptized. They have no Bible, neither do they know that the Lord Jesus has come into the world to save sinners. They do not even know that there is a Lord Jesus, for they have never heard about him. O children, you have such a great privilege. You have the Bible, and you hear about the Lord Jesus. You hear about this daily, or you hear it read from the Bible. You must often ask the Lord to teach you what to be baptized really means. Ask the Lord if he will sanctify your baptism to your heart. Even though you are baptized, it does not mean you are converted. If you remain unconverted, you will be lost, even though you have been baptized. Abraham did what the Lord commanded. He circumcised Ishmael and all his servants. Genesis 18. Not long after this, Abraham sat in the door of his tent, looking outside. It was very warm, for the sun shone with its full strength. The heat did not bother Abraham, for he sat in the shade of a few oak trees. Suddenly he saw in the distance three men, three strangers coming. He did not know the men. However, he arose, went toward the strangers, and asked them to come into his tent. Then they could also rest in the shade. A strange respect filled Abraham as he approached these strangers. He quickly recognized that they were not ordinary men. This was true because one was the Lord himself, and the other two were angels. Abraham addressed these men with great reverence. They went along with him. In those days, the people did not wear stockings and shoes as we do. They walked barefoot and only wore a pair of sandals. Because of the wind, the hot sand would blow on their feet and make them dirty and hot. A servant brought some fresh water in which these strangers' feet were washed. Abraham also became busy. He told Sarah to bake some cakes. He himself ran to the herd and fetched a calf, tender and good. He called a servant and told him to quickly prepare the calf for eating. He took butter and milk and set the table for his distinguished guests. Then they ate. Abraham stood by to serve them. Do you see how respectful Abraham was when the Lord came to him? When you enter the church on Sundays, then you are in the house of the Lord. Then you also are respectful, aren't you? After the meal was finished, the Lord began to speak, saying, "Where is Sarah, thy wife?" Abraham answered, "In the tent." Then the Lord said, "Next year at this time, Sarah shall have a son." Sarah remained in the tent, but she quietly listened to what was spoken. She heard her name mentioned, therefore her curiosity was aroused to listen more attentively. She heard the Lord promise Abraham that the following year she would have a son. "My, just look." Suddenly Sarah began to laugh. Why? Wasn't she glad? Children, she laughed because she did not believe it. She thought it was impossible for her to have a son. She thought nobody saw her laugh, but the Lord sees everything and knows everything. Immediately the Lord's voice was heard. "Wherefore did Sarah laugh?" How she frightened, for she never thought that would happen. Sarah then did the same thing you often do, boys and girls. When you do something which you are not supposed to do, and it is found out, then often you begin to lie about it. "I did not do it," you will say, but at the same time you did do it. Isn't that right? That is not good, because you may never tell a lie, and the Lord knows whenever you do lie. Never lie, but always tell the truth. This is far more honorable. Sarah also told a lie, for she said, "I did not laugh." That is a lie, Sarah, for you did laugh, because you did not believe what the Lord said. However, the Lord saw it, for he said, "Nay, but thou didst laugh." Sarah must have been ashamed, and probably she blushed exceedingly. Abraham's guests then arose and went on their way. Abraham brought them a short distance on their way. Now it was not so warm as when they came, because evening was approaching. Silently, Abraham walked beside his heavenly guests. Suddenly, the Lord spoke, "Shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do?" Then the Lord told Abraham that he was on his way to Sodom and Gomorrah. The Lord had heard and seen their cursing and mocking, their sinful deeds. He was going to see if those cities had done according to their cry. The Lord was going to punish those people for their wickedness by destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham frightened exceedingly when he heard this news, because his nephew Lot lived in Sodom. If those cities were to be laid waste, all the people who lived there would perish. Lot also would perish. A sorrowful feeling came over Abraham. Ah, he never had much pleasure from Lot. Lot never treated him very well. But Abraham did just the opposite. Lot only ever thought of himself. But Abraham had put his life in danger to deliver Lot out of the hands of Chedorlaomer. Still, Lot again had gone to live in that terrible Sodom. Don't you think that Abraham was grieved about this? Of course he was. And still, now that he heard that the Lord would destroy those cities, his first thought was of Lot. Noble Abraham! There was such a great difference between these two men. Ah, what shall Abraham do now? For a moment he could not speak. Really, he did not dare ask the Lord to spare Lot, because Abraham felt that Lot did not deserve it. It would be righteous if the Lord would let Lot perish. Both angels walked ahead in the direction of Sodom, but the Lord stood still with Abraham. Lord, Abraham said, thou sayest that thou wilt destroy those cities. But if there are 50 righteous people in Sodom who do not curse and mock, wilt thou destroy the city then? Wilt thou slay the righteous with the wicked? Abraham eagerly awaits the answer. Listen to the answer from the mouth of the Lord. No, Abraham, if I find 50 righteous people in the city, I shall spare the city. But Abraham feared that there would not be 50. Therefore he asked, Lord, if there be 5 less, thus not 50, but 45, wilt thou for the lack of these 5 destroy the city? No, the Lord said, I shall not do it then. Once again Abraham asked the Lord, and if there be 40, then I shall spare the city for the sake of the 40 righteous. But if there are 30, Lord, what wilt thou do then? Then the city shall not be destroyed, said God. Still Abraham did not give up, for he asked, Lord, if 20 righteous are found in the city, then I shall not ruin the city for the sake of the 20. Really, Abraham dared not ask any more. Won't the Lord become angry if he continued to ask? Still, he tried once more. Lord, if 10 are found, he asked timidly. Then the Lord answered, Abraham, if I find 10 righteous in Sodom, then the city shall be spared for the sake of those 10. O children, the Lord is so good. He did not become angry because Abraham continued to pray. The Lord patiently listened and answered each prayer. God is still the same. If you are in any difficult circumstances, ask the Lord to help you. Do not ask once. Ask continually for his aid. The Lord will never become angry. No, The Lord always will listen to your prayers. You can never pray too often, but you can pray too little. We can see that in this history. The Lord listened time and again unto Abraham. If there had been only 10 converted people in Sodom, the whole city would have been spared for the sake of those 10. And that still happens today. Why does the Lord still spare this land of ours? Because there are still some of God's people living in our country, which is the only reason our land is spared. Then the Lord left Abraham, and Abraham stood all alone. Slowly he walked with bowed head to his tent. He really did not know what would take place. If there were 10 righteous, it would be well. Sodom would be spared. But if there were not that many, what then? He did not know. And if the city were destroyed, what would happen to Lot? Neither did he know that. Undoubtedly, Abraham could not sleep much that night. He prayed. He prayed for his unthankful nephew. He prayed for Lot.